do you see yourself as serving as a role model for young women who might want to follow in your footsteps?
I do see myself somewhat as a role model, but more as a role model for people who think they can't think. Because that's the biggest hurdle. When you think you can't think, or when you think you don't have a brain, or when you think that you're lacking in some capacity to be productive, I think that's a bigger hurdle than any other hurdle that we have to overcome, because that's the hurdle of self.
So it sounds to me as though the larger issue to you is that, the ability to think, the encouragement to think versus focusing on a particular career path that more or less follows.
Yes, that's correct. But I see this in a lot of young people today. They just want they want the answer. They want whatever it is that's going to get them the grade. There's a compelling lack, in my estimation, of stop, look at the problem, and what is it you are trying to do, the thought process that's missing on a lot of levels, not just in college and certainly not just at work. But that's the skill the workplace needs. And that's the skill that I see is lacking. Yes, you've got to think about what it is you are trying to do. Don't worry about the A. Worry about the problem.
I guess maybe 8-10 years ago, seems now, we began to focus in earnest in Kentucky on STEM, on science, technology, engineering, and math in education. From early years now, not exactly cradle to career, but very close to that. What are your thoughts about this focus, and do you think is it getting anywhere in Kentucky?
I think STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math are critical. That there's an element of the arts that must be brought in. And when I say arts, I don't necessarily mean give everybody a paintbrush and a canvas. Please don't give me one. But there's an element of creativity, and that's what is that, and an ability to think, in my estimation, is what combines true STEM. It's using the tools, whether it's a hammer or Watson, IBM's Watson, at your disposal to solve problems creatively. And one of the key elements that I see as a gap that we have an opportunity to really try to close is collaboration. Especially, and in Kentucky, we have such a reputation nationally for coming together to solve these problems. We did it with CARA. We did it with House Bill 1. We've done a lot of things on a lot of fronts that outside of Kentucky, people say, y'all really know how to play well together and share your toys. But we don't always think so, to your point. We don't always think that here internally when we self-assess. And I think that we do that very well. We can just always get better at it. It really is going to take all of us working together in a new way to really get creative about how to solve these problems.